Not at a fair. June agreed. I've had one brought in, but I'm 200 credits short of the shipping fees. Not if you help us, you're not, Han said, stepping into the light. We can pay you the 200 credits. June's mouth fell.
I knew that was your voice.
He turned to Tarfang.
Why didn't you tell me Han Solo was with them?
Tarfang sneered in Han's direction and prattled an answer.
Yan!
Yes, but this is Han Solo!
The Sullustan rose and thrust a hand out.
The XR-808G follows all your procedures, and I've memorized all your combat maneuvers from the history vids.
I wouldn't trust everything I see in those hollow vids, Han said, allowing the Sullustan to shake his hand. Now about that help.
I'd like to help you.
June's voice grew disappointed.
But it wouldn't be proper.
Proper? Han echoed. Why not?
Because I have an arrangement with our hosts, and evidently they don't want you to find your friends.
Tarfang groaned and slapped his brow.
We can't ignore the wishes of our business partners, June said to the Ewok. We have a deal.
A deal you can't keep until you find 200 credits, Han said. How long are they willing to wait?
We are facing a bit of a dilemma, June admitted.
What if we were to buy a copy of your charts? Luke asked. June shook his head.
My charts wouldn't help you. Your friends went to Yogoy.
And you don't know where Yogoy is? Luke asked.
Nobody does, June said. The Yogoy are very proud and secretive. They hide the location of their nest from outsiders.
Saba glared down at Tarfang.
Then why did you say you could help us find our friends?
Tarfang jabbered an answer.
Because the XR-808G has been assigned a cargo for Yogoy,
C-3PO translated.
And when a ship is assigned a cargo for Yogoy, it is also assigned a Yogoy to serve as its navigator for the trip.
Fine, Leia said. Help us get a cargo, and we'll pay you for consulting. Tarfang rattled off a long response, which C-3PO translated as,
Tarfang suggests you simply give Captain June the money. They'll check on our friends and give us a report when they return.
Sure they will. Han turned to the others. We're wasting our time here. Luke motioned Han to wait, his gaze fixed on Tarfang. Han realized for the first time that Mara was no longer with them. Under circumstances like these, she had an uncanny knack for slipping away unnoticed. Finally, Luke turned back to Han. Tarfang's not trying to swindle us, Han. He really does want to work out an honest deal.
No.
Tarfang snarled something at the Jedi Master.
He wasn't stealing your thoughts,
C-3PO said to the Ewok.
Master Luke is not a thief.
Tarfang whirled on the droid and yapped a command.
Mafita!
Very well. But I wouldn't blame him if he used his lightsaber on you.
C-3PO turned to Luke.
Tarfang is threatening to remove your eyes if you do that again.
Oh, that scares him, Han said to the Ewok. You want to make a deal? Here it is. 200 credits to get us a cargo.